Harbourview was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.
Brenda, it's good to see this hotel doing well again, isn't it? God, you all has gone so quiet now.
Ladies, that gentleman over there sent these drinks over.
No, we don't want.
He insisted.
Thank you.
Look at who it is. Mr. Wonderful himself, Hennessy.
How did he know we'd be here? Look away. Oh, ignore him. I don't want him coming over here. He sees himself as a successful businessman. He doesn't impress me with his flash watches and his car. I see him as an idiot.
He's got his eyes on you.
He doesn't know when to take no for an answer. He's the type of man, if you give him an inch, he'll take it as a yes.
I think it's nice to have another man admire you.
When it's not the right man.
You mean Mac?
I mean Mac. Brenda, the way you were talking, it's time you got yourself a man. Why don't you flutter your eyelashes at him? You're still a beautiful looking woman.
He's not my type.
What is your type?
Well, at the moment, anyone but him. Sheila, sometimes I might sound desperate, but I'm not that desperate. Oh, don't say another word. Mr. Wonderful is coming
Sheila.
Over.
Sheila! Brenda, I wasn't expecting to see you here.
We could say the same.
Thanks for the drinks.
What are you doing here?
Just out for a quiet drink.
You're not with friends?
I suppose I don't have any close friends, really.
I find that hard to believe.
I have an ex-girlfriend. We were supposed to be married. It didn't work out.
I'm sorry to hear that.
What can you do? You must move on.
There's lots of good women out there.
I haven't come across any.
You're not looking hard enough. You're to keep looking.
That's why I'm here. I'm glad we could have this drink together, away from work. We can get to know each other a bit better. Sheila, you're very quiet.
I'm always quiet.
I'm told it's the quiet ones you've got to watch. Is that true?
I wouldn't know.
Hey, get out down here. There's nothing like a drink to make you smile. A drink or two always makes things better. Here, the same again, only a little bit stronger.
I'm okay.
Ah, no, you're not. Brenda, throw it back. I won't be long.
He's trying to get us drunk.
Let him. It's okay as long as we're not peeing. Look, if we play our cards right, we won't have to put our hands in our pockets for the night.
Call me a taxi.
I keep telling you, you don't need a taxi. Come back to my place. I've got some drink there.
What about Brenda?
Never mind about her. She's a big girl. She can find her own way home.
Stop that taxi!
Can't you see it's full? You won't get a taxi at this hour. They're all full. Come back with me, and I'll drop you home afterwards.
No. I'm not going anywhere without Brenda. I'm going to see if she's all right. Gosh, she's taking an awful long time in that loo.
Forget about her. Leave her. Do you know, you're a beautiful woman. Wasted on a fisherman.
What are you doing? Take your hands off of me!
What's wrong with you? I'm just having a bit of fun.
A bit of fun? Is that what you call it? Don't touch me!
I'll touch you if I want to. At least there's no smell of fish off me.
Stay away from me!
Ah, you bitch!
Ma'am, what are you doing?
Oh, God, it's not what you think.
Isn't it?
I'm not with him. Oh, you've got to believe me.
I do. What will Dad?
A pint, Massey.
Put another one there now, like a good man. Lads, we'll go over to the corner where no one can hear us. There's John B over there. I'm going to ask him to join us. John B?
Massey.
Are you busy?
What is it you want?
Mac has decided he's packing in the fishing.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
And we've sort of formed a committee. And instead of selling the Sheila, We've talked Maggie to raffling her. And, well, see, I'm trying to sort everything out myself, and to tell you the truth, no one else would do it. And since you're such a good man on the pin, I was wondering, would you be interested by any chance? Would you like to join our committee, like?
Oh, it would be a privilege. Besides, it'll give me something to do.
Good, good, good. Come on over, so and join us.
Marcy, here's your pint.
Mother's milk, Mick. Huh? Mother's milk. I'll sort you there afterwards, Mick.
You sure will, because I won't forget.
John B. has decided to be our secretary.
Oh, since when?
I haven't asked you yet. I was just going to.
Well, you haven't asked Mickey or Jackie. Do they agree?
Do you agree? Or they agree?
I don't have any problem.
It's okay with me anyway.
Good, good, good. We can start so. Right. I met the sergeant at the station the other day.
Well, you can't start like that.
Huh?
No, you can't start like that. There's a certain protocol that must be used if you're holding a meeting.
Protocol?
Oh, a procedure. You can't conduct a meeting unless the proper protocol is put in place. If we've to do this properly, we'll have to be organised properly. For example, is your organisation going to make a profit or non-profit?
Non-profit? It's for Maxer.
Do you have a treasurer?
No.
You'll have to vote in a treasurer.
Jack will do a treasurer.
Mossy, you are to call the meeting to order.
I just did.
A copy of the last meeting has to be approved.
We don't have any.
We've nothing.
Oh? When was it held?
2 nights ago. I think.
Yeah, it was 2 nights ago.
Where was it held?
Here. Oh, up at the bar.
The time and place and everything that was said at the last meeting should have been written down.
I don't think we could have written everything down. We'd end up in jail.
Well, can you remember what was discussed?
For God's sake, I can't even remember leaving here.
Mossy says something about going to see the Serge.
What?
Yeah, to get permission to run a raffle.
That's what I've been trying to tell you.
Well, this must be written down.
Who does that?
The secretary.
Mick, have you got some pen and paper there, please?
For you?
No, for John B.
Mossy, you can now proceed.
I saw the Serge yesterday, and he said he'd look after the Penmouth for us. But on one condition.
On one condition?
Why one condition?
In his own words, he said he had reservations about me running the raffle. I don't know why. I told him we had a strong committee. What really swung it for us, though, was I told him that John B. was our secretary. John B., I knew, wouldn't refuse me. I had to persuade and guarantee the Serge that everything was above board. He didn't say in so many words he doesn't trust me, but his condition was that he pulls the winning ticket. John B., did you get all of that?
Most of it.
Leave out the bit there where the Serge doesn't trust me.
I'm sure by the end of the meeting I'll be doing a lot of editing.
I knew you were the right man for the job.
Mossy, that was a great bit of work.
Oh, you can depend on me.
Well done.
Well, are there any objections to Mossy's endeavours?
No.
It's unanimous then.
By God, it is thirsty work. I would like to put forward the motion that we conclude this meeting and adjourn to the bar.
Well, before you can adjourn, all actions here today must be agreed upon.
Oh, we all agree. The meeting is adjourned.
There's a right way and a wrong way for doing things.
I agree. We all agree.
When do we convene the next meeting?
Oh, we can decide that at the bar. I'll see you all there, lads.
As he means well.
Yeah, he's good intentions.
He stresses me sometimes.
He does that, lad.
Mick, drinks for everyone. Put that in the book, Mick.
That book of mine has worked more miracles than the Bible.
John B., you'll have an Irish in water.
I will.
Listen, it might be better if the two of you go into the back. I look after here.
Jenny, you have a lot of explaining to do.
I don't know what to say.
You don't know the trouble I may be in. Hennessy tried to get us drunk. At the end of the night, I was outside with him. Brenda had gone to the loo. While we were waiting to catch a taxi, Hennessy got fresh with me. I told him to stop and pushed him away. And my son, Pat, came along and saw everything. I wasn't even with Hennessy. I was trying to get a taxi for Brenda and I don't think Pat saw it that way.
I'm so sorry.
You should have told me what was going on, Jenny.
Hennessy said that he'd tell Mrs. Brown that I was taking money from the till. You know me, I'd never take money from the till.
I know you wouldn't. Still, you should have told me.
I try to fight my own battles.
You could have fooled me.
I fooled everyone but me. I'm tired. I'm tired of running, of hiding. I can't run away from my past, no matter how far I get.
Jenny,
Sheila, let me finish, please. Let me explain. If I don't say it now, I'm never going to say it. My dad drank too much and my mother couldn't cope and we were fostered out. I moved from house to house to house. And
why so many houses?
Use your imagination. I was always looking to fit in, where I would be accepted. And I ran with a really bad lot. And I got caught shoplifting. And a social worker said that Mrs. Brown said she could do anything for me, she wouldn't. And that's why I'm here. I know I've done some crazy stuff. I'm not stupid. And I know the chance I'm getting here, and I am not going to mess that up.
I didn't know, Jenny. Mrs. Brown never told anyone. Look, love, your secret's safe with me, okay?
Sheila, I'm tired of hiding. People see me as this happy-go-lucky, no worries. And what you see is a mask, it's a front. It's not the real me. You know, most of the days I put on a show. I can't even get up out of bed because I've no confidence. I have to make myself do things and I'm hurting inside all the time. And you know, there's this little voice in my head telling me I'm useless. It's just like I've always been told. I'm just no good. And I know people spot it. Hennessy spotted it. I just want to be like everyone else. And I want people to like me. I just don't want you to think bad of me.
Oh, I couldn't think bad of you. No one thinks bad of you.
Thank you, Sheila.
And if Hennessy ever runs to Mrs. Brown with tales about you, it'll be over my dead body. Now, come on. Let's get back before Brenda has a fit.
Okay.
Hello.
Oh, hi. Can I help you?
Is there a Jack Hennessy working here?
Yeah. He's our manager.
Could I speak to him, please?
Yeah, he's usually in the office at this time. Who will I say is looking for him?
You better not say who it is. I want to surprise him.
No problem. Mr. Hennessy, you have a visitor here downstairs. A lady.
Tell her I'll be down.
He's on the way.
Thank you.
Can I get you a tea or a coffee?
No, I'm fine, thank you.
Well, if you need anything, just give me a shout, I'll be here.
Will do.
What are you doing here?
You're surprised to see me.
What do you want?
What do I want?
Keep your voice down. Let's go over to the corner.
Why, so no one can hear us? Or is it that you don't want to be seen with me?
Have you lost your mind coming here?
No, not this time. I know exactly what I'm doing. And this time, you won't bully me into changing my mind. You thought I wouldn't find you. But a mutual friend of ours was passing through y'all and popped in here for something to eat and saw you.
Let me explain.
Oh, no. You're not going to talk yourself out of this one.
See, Sheila, I told you he is nothing but a wretched bully.
Will you keep your voice down?
Don't tell me to keep my voice down. I'm not afraid of you anymore. You left us destitute. Your children are at home. Your own children don't ever want to see you again. I came here because I wanted to look you in the eye and tell you I'm going to drag you through every court in the country if necessary to get what's rightfully ours. I want to watch you squirm.
It doesn't have to come to that.
It's been worth it, coming all this way just to see the look on your face. I bet you never even told anyone that you're married with 3 children. Are you ashamed of them too? The next time I see you, it'll be in bloody court.
What are you all standing round for? Will you get back to work?
Harbourview was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee. Written and directed by Sean O'Neill. Sound engineer, Warren Tyvey. Produced by Dara Parker. For a full list of cast and characters, check out CRY104FM.com. A Community Radio Y'all production.